You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
Deacons and to all the saints of God, we greet you in the name of our risen Savior,
yes, we do.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And we are thanking and praising God for this privilege and this opportunity. Yes, to stand before you and to minister for the cause of Christ. If you have your Bible, I invite your attention to Philippians, the third chapter.
Good word, good word, good word.
Philippians, the third chapter. We'll be reading five verses, beginning at verse 12 from the King James Version of the Bible. Paul declares, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing." We lift our theme from verses 13 and 14. "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind." I will reemphasize that. "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." From these two passages of scripture, we lift our theme, "Yesterday ended at midnight." Yes, yesterday ended at midnight. Now, yes, Lord. Paul emphasizes two major points in this third chapter. He divides it in verses 1 through 11, and he stressed the value in knowing Christ. The key scripture is that eighth verse. "Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Yes, yes. To know Christ, the benefit of knowing Christ, the profit of knowing Christ. It's valuable. And the second thought or point of emphasis he emphasized in the B section of this chapter, verses 12 through 21, and the key verse is 14. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The subject and the predicate. The subject, the value of knowing Christ, and as a result of knowing Christ, I pursue with diligence the goal, the objective, because I know who Christ is. Yes, Lord. In my life. You see, yes, Lord. Paul writes this prison epistle from Rome. And the purpose of this epistle was to thank the Philippians for their gifts.
Yes, sir.
And to strengthen them by showing them that true joy comes from Jesus Christ alone. Paul had endured much suffering, yes, Lord, yes, yes, for the cause of Christ. And these trials had taught him, get this now, had taught him to be content in all circumstances. And he encouraged, get this now, he's in prison, but he encouraged the Philippians to cultivate this very ability by excellency of conduct in Christ. The point of emphasis is fellowship with Jesus Christ is vital. He reminds us in this same book, Philippians 2 and 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
There must be, get this, saints, there must be rejection of the world for Christ and dedication to the ministry for the cause of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Now, we are at the threshold of a new year. We look back and reflect on last year's experiences. And we make resolutions predicated up on last year's experiences. Yes. But this text is emphasizing to us to let go of the past. Close the door on yesterday. And just to make sure that you understand it, it ends at midnight. Midnight is the dawning of a new day. Close the door on the past. Yes. I want to share with you a Proverbs from book by Tony Evans, titled Books of Illustration. Listen what he emphasizes the past. If you spend all your time today thinking about your failures or successes yesterday, then you will ruin your tomorrow. When today looks too long at yesterday, we are borrowing from tomorrow's time. Yesterday is like a rear view mirror. When you go somewhere in the car, you use a rear view mirror. A rear view mirror shows you what's behind you. You need a rear view mirror. You need a rear view mirror. But you only need a rear view mirror to glance in, not live in. You don't move forward by focusing on a rear view mirror. You move forward by focusing on the windshield. If you live in a rear view mirror, you will hurt somebody. I know you're right about that, yes. But in front of the rearview mirror is a much bigger piece of glass called the windshield. The windshield shows you where you are going, and that's a lot bigger than where you have been. Don't let yesterday, woo, thank you, Jesus. Don't let yesterday mess up today, which will ruin your tomorrow. While you are driving in your Christian life, every now and then, look in your rearview mirror. Take a peek to see what's behind you so that you don't make a wrong turn while you're moving forward. Yeah, just don't stare too long in the rearview mirror of life. The moral to this proverb is life. Management of second chances. Yes, sir. Listen, each year involves challenges for all of us. And I know I'm right about it. Some may be financial difficulty, or you may be dealing with family issues, such as relationship problems. You know how relationship problems can, they can be a headache sometimes. Yeah. I won't stay there. Watch out, room register. Move on. Yes. Personal health problems. Employment problems. Yes, yes. Or mourning the death of a loved one. And such, sometimes, yes, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes these issues overwhelm us. And Satan, I tell you, uses these conditions and circumstances against us. Yes, he do. He uses such emotions as anxiety and stress and depression. Well, I'm here to remind you, Jesus in his discourse with his disciples in John, the 14th, 15th, and 16th chapter, he was preparing to lead them. They have witnessed Jesus performing all kinds of miraculous power. But now he sits down, and in that 14th chapter, he has them to understand, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. In that 15th chapter, he had them to understand, listen, I'm getting ready to leave you, but I won't leave you comfortless. There's a paraclete, there's a helper, the Holy Ghost, to comfort you and to strengthen you. But it's in that 16th chapter in that 33rd verse. Listen at Jesus. He said, these things I have told you. Yeah, that you won't be overwhelmed, if you allow me to paraphrase a little bit. That you don't be overwhelmed. Don't be worried. In the world, ye shall have tribulation. But be of good courage. Thank you, Jesus. What you talking about? Thank you. Be of good courage, I tell you. I have overcome the world. I don't know what you're talking about. What? I serve a transcending God. He overcomes everything. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Thanks be to God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As Christians, we are able to endure.
Yes, Lord.
Now, this may seem strange to some of you, but I thank God. Yes, I do. For my issues.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for my struggles.
Yeah.
I thank God for the turmoils, the tears, and the anguish and trials and tribulation.
Yeah.
You see, I have discovered.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but I have discovered in my trials, in my anguish and struggles, I've discovered that they are only steps. Yeah, you heard the song, I'm climbing Jacob's ladder. Every rung goes higher and higher. What you talking about? Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to stay there. Yeah. You see, if I had not gone through these struggles,
yes, sir.
I would not have known that God can fix it, I tell you. Yes, is there anybody here been on the sick bed? Is there anybody here that had to go through some struggle sometime? I don't know what I'm talking about. But thanks be to God, I'm here. Stand and declare God's word. Because God, I tell you, can fix it. Hold on, saints, a little while longer. Don't fret at life's struggles. They're only steps. You see, it is by God's grace and mercy that we're able to stand. People have mistreated us, talked about us, and set out to do us harm. Oh, but thanks be to God. We're still standing, but not standing still. Taking a page from our pastor. Watch out, Reverend Register. You see, life circumstances have been difficult. Yes, they have. And still, we can strive to move forward because we have learned through God's wisdom that yesterday's issues, yes, ended at midnight. Yes, we cannot dwell on yesterday. Yes, we must focus on the goal or the obstacle or the object of our journey. Just like Paul says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. There's a poem titled One Day at a Time. Whatever the goal we're pursuing, no matter how rugged the climb. We're certain to get there by trying our best and taking one day at a time. Forever is hard to imagine. The future may seem far away, but every new dawn brings a wonderful chance to do what we can on that day. Yes, pressing towards the goal that is the hope to come. Now the question becomes, are you impelled to dwell in your past, or are you inspired about your future? You see, the failure to let go of the past will imprison us. If you continue to look back, you will stumble through your future. Listen at Jesus in his discourse with the Pharisees and his disciples. He said, no man having taken hold of the plow. Yes, he did. Yes, no man having taken hold of the plow, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. I tell you, the past will destroy you. So saints, focusing on the past will hinder our progress. Yes, I'm right about it. I know I am. So we should be dissatisfied with our current position. Look at Paul. Though he was saved, secure, and sanctified, he was not satisfied. Though he was a dynamic leader and a powerful spiritual warrior, he was not satisfied. He wanted to improve his spiritual walk. We must understand that we can do more and not settle in a state of apathy. Yes, yes. There is always more to do in the kingdom of God. We should not be satisfied with the way we are doing things now, for we have not yet reached our full potential. Yes, I have discovered when I do all I can, Brother Deacon, yes, God will help me to do what seems like I cannot do. Yeah. All you gotta do is forget about, yes, yesterday, and focus, I tell you, on tomorrow. Yes, there are two problems that we must never accept. Reminiscing, that is, avoid living in the past. Yes, and complacency, never rest on the presence. Consider this question, if you will. Are we wise enough to realize that we have not yet reached our full potential? Yeah, yeah. When we reach the top of one mountain, I tell you, just look up. There's another one to climb. Remember Martin Luther King mountaintop speech? And Paul, yes, in his final remarks to Timothy, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. And not just for me only, but to those that have put their trust in our Lord and Savior. I think I'll get ready to leave you now. Yes, Jesus, that lily of the valley. Jesus, that bright and morning star. Jesus, that God, man in the flesh, left his home in glory, traveled down through 42 generations. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. I know I'm right about it. For Isaiah picked it up and had us to understand he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, I tell you, we're healed. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Look at Jesus, I tell you, stopping off in Bethlehem of Judea. He wasn't looking back, I tell you. He was pressing forward. He had them to understand, I came here to do my Father's will and not my own. Listen, I tell you, night cometh when no man can work. I must work the work of him that sent me. Look at Jesus healing the sick, raising the dead. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God, opening blinding eyes, making the lame walk. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Jesus, that lily of the valley, stopped off in the Garden of Gethsemane, where the mob crowd took him and marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. He never said a mumbling word. That same Jesus allowed them to whip him with a cat of nine tails until he was disfigured, and plant a crown of thorns upon his brow and marched him up Golgotha's hill for you and I. And he never, I tell you, said a mumbling word. They nailed his hands and riveted his feet and hung him between two thieves. Look at grace and mercy out there on Calvary. One man railed and said, if you be the Son of God, save yourself. Jesus simply ignored him. The other man said to him, how can you say this when this man is not guilty of anything? He said, Master, remember me when you get in your kingdom. Jesus said, this day, not tomorrow, but this day, thou shalt be with me in paradise. He gave up the ghost, hung his head in the locks of his shoulder, and died, I tell you, on Calvary. He declared it's finished, I tell you. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. That's not the end of the story. He stayed in the grave. Yes. 3 days. 3 nights. But oh, thank you, Jesus. Early. I tell you, early on the third day morning, the same Jesus got up from the grave with all power. All power. We serve a true and living God, I tell you.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.